Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Daddy of Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode 58. Let's go.
This what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on boy? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two rams tough. Yeah. Twos lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark vicious, ain't no who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. What? I like a clip picture for shady moves. Catch him slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like...
What a time to be alive. What up, ladies and gentlemen? I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. And that is... who I am and what I do. I'm a podcaster. I talk, and sometimes I'm here consistently. Sometimes I disappear. And then when I come back with absolute fun entertainment, starting out with Unvaxxed Sperm is the next Bitcoin. You heard me say it right. Unvaxxed Sperm is the next Bitcoin. Now, that was sent into a sports chat. It's a sports fantasy basketball chat, right? It started out at the beginning of the NBA season as such a lovely, beautiful place to talk about fantasy basketball. And all of a sudden, this chat has turned into the most hilarious. I mean, it's an absolutely fun place to be in. If I could invite you into this chat, ladies and gentlemen, my listeners, short people, tall people, if I could invite you, overweight, obese, it doesn't matter. If I could invite you into this chat, I would, because you would love it. We barely talk about fantasy basketball. We rarely talk about NBA. I mean, we send some clips in here and there. You know, we got some clips of Russ shooting a lot of shots off the top of the backboard, but this chat is hilarious. I can't even tell you the name of the chat because it is a classic name of a chat and it has absolutely nothing to do with fantasy basketball, but I love it. And that post was recently sent into the chat. Let me say it again for y'all. Unvaxxed Sperm is the next Bitcoin. It's been a minute, right? Yeah, I know. I know. You missed me. You know, I feel you. I understand. Calm down. I know. I'm special. Stop it. No autographs. I can't do that. But just always remember that Unvaxxed Sperm is the next Bitcoin. If you can remember that, you too could be the next millionaire off of what could be the next hot commodity when it comes to money, dollars, coin, bit, whatever it may be. Now, let me continue on. My Kansas City Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship game. But before I even tell you how excited I am, let me tell you. Oh, man, as a if you're a sports lover, you know, man, woman, it doesn't matter. Man, woman, beast, a bear that was touched by aliens that can understand English and enjoy sports too. Whew! It was a weekend of football. So just when I think the NBA, it might edge out NFL because it's always, you know, but there's been a ton of injuries in the NBA and in COVID. And COVID was getting through the NFL too, but there was a ton of things happening in the NBA. I have these moments where I'm like, man, I think the NBA is real close. And then you get what you got this past weekend from the NFL. And my God, man. Before I continue, let me sip my tea. Now, I made some tea before I hit the record button. I have been on a Starbucks strike when it comes to tea because these motherfuckers ain't got no honey. And I know about a month ago I was complaining about these some bitches not having no honey. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. I said it again. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. They ain't got no honey, man. I go there, they ain't never got no honey. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make my own medicine balls at the house because I don't really drink tea, but I would tear a medicine ball up. I said, I'll make my own tea at the house. So then I go, right? And I'm like, okay, what is a medicine ball, right? I go look and it's, what is that shit? It's like a, it's Tijuana. I don't know, Tijuana. I know that's where you get marijuana, but it's Tijuana, jade mint tea. And then I think it's a peach tea that Tijuana makes. This is crazy because I was really excited when I found out the recipe. I was really, really excited. I said, oh, this is the recipe and you get a little lemonade. I like honey in my shit. You know, or I put a little extra honey in my shit. Bet. And I like to be, you know, I like to pretend like I know what I'm doing. I like to be the male version of Martha Stewart, which I cannot cook for shit. But when I try to put concoctions together, man, I have a lot of fun, you know. So I learned it, right? So then I go on and I'm in a Target. They don't have any of the peach. They don't have any of the jade. Shit. I go to a Walmart. They don't have any of the peach. They don't have any of the jade. I say, shit. I go to another Walmart. Nobody has any of the peach or the jade. Where's the place to go next? You already know. So I get on my app. I open up Amazon and I'm looking on Amazon. And I'm like, okay, where is it? Okay. And they actually sell it as a combo, the medicine ball. They sell it as a combo. I said, okay, cool. It's going to run me 44 for the combo. 44 bizones, 44 ducats for the combo, right? Boom. Then I look, because, you know, I'm a Prime member. And you probably are Prime members, too, because we don't fuck around when it comes to Amazon. We are fans, right? So we are Prime members. I look. And it tells me I wouldn't get my medicine ball combo. My sweet medicine ball combo until the second week of February. What type of bullshit is this? When I get on Amazon, you know what I see? If I get on at the right time, they'll tell me they'll have it at anywhere between 1 to 5 o'clock. If I'm a little late, they'll tell me they'll have it to me by 5 to 10 o'clock. The same day. If I'm a little late, they'll tell me they have between 4 and 8 in the morning. They never tell me. 2 weeks? Yuck. They never tell me nothing like that. I was disappointed. So what I do, I said, okay, cool. I can't get the combo together. Let me go look it up individually. I got to look it up individually. And I go. I do my search. I see the jade, boom, I can get it the next day. Bow, I'm okay with that. I can turn down my greedy American a little bit and I say, okay, I can deal and I can wait a day. Right? Click it. Cool. It's in the cart. That's my cart. That's my bitch. I call my cart my bitch. That's my bitch right there. My bitch is full today because I got a lot of shit in my cart. Right? So, boom, I put it in the cart. I go over. I'm looking for the peach. I see the peach. I click on the peach. They tell me I won't get the peach for another 2 weeks. I was destroyed. It was catastrophic to me. I was down. I was out. Disoriented. I wasn't happy. So, like a real nigga that I am, I went back to the store, I grabbed another version of the tea, and I decided to become Walter White of tea making. And I grabbed some type of Beach Bellini joint, and I grabbed what was the other one? God damn it, some mimosa, babosa shit. I don't know. I just grabbed another one of these Tijuanas, and I decided that I was going to come back home, and I was going to do my thing. I was going to put it together, and I did. And I must say, The first round, the first cuppeth was fuego. Yeah, here it comes. Fucking fuego. I was that talented when it comes to tea making. Second time around, I was a little off my game. I was in a little bit of a rush. Ozarks was on, so I wanted to have some tea to go with my Ozarks. Ozarks season 4, if you're not watching it, there's a thing called traffic. It gets busy around 5 o'clock. I suggest that you get to the sidewalk, bend down, stretch your knees out, and then jump in it, because you, person, people, are missing out if you don't watch Jason Bateman and that damn show Ozarks on Netflix. It's on season 4. I'm not lying to you. It's on season 4. God damn, that shit's good, right? So I wanted to have some tea with my Ozarks as I was watching season 4. Round 2. So in a rush, I said, ah, shit. It's too much water. Still drunk it. Was, you know, it's whatever, whatever. Today, I am an artiste when it comes to the tea. So I have, you know, found a way to, you know, be happy with what I got. I wanted an actual medicine ball. I wanted all things, but I couldn't get it. And then, you know, I'm on a strike from Starbucks because some bitches ain't never got no damn honey. But let me continue. Ladies and gentlemen, I have, let's get into the Chiefs. And I know I went off on a T-rant, but I wanted to go off on a T-rant. So what I could do is my shit. This is the cloud. That's my name. I made it up. This, that, is shade. That's me. I do what I want, nigga. This my shit. But so let's get to the football. Dude, if you were watching football this weekend, if your team wasn't in it, sorry. But if you was just watching, you was invested in every game that was played. And I mean this past weekend of football. There was COVID running up hospitals, and then there were heart attacks. It was just a string of heart attacks across America watching football because, ladies and gentlemen, every game was fire. Every game was crazy. It's crazy. And then it comes to Sunday night. He is about to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. It might get weird. So, being from Kansas City, Missouri, just lived there the bulk of my life, right? Well, yeah, let's just say half my life, right? More than half my life. So far, it's more than half my life. Being from there, and you don't have a lot to do, right? And I'm blackity black, right? We're known for fountains. Yeah, that's not too cool, right? But fountains, and we're known for barbecue. It's not a lot of things when you're in Kansas City to do. When you're black, you probably get into some wild shit. You get into some hood shit, right? And one of the big things in that city, one of the most important things in that city is guns. No, I'm just playing. It's not guns. Oh, okay. It's not. I mean, you got to keep one. You kind of got to keep one. Okay. All right. I'm going to ease up. But it is the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan from my childhood to my hard teenage years. It's a lot of heartbreaks. It was to the point that those Chiefs, those numbers, the scores of the games are getting read during the getting dropped on the intercom during school. Chiefs was a big deal. You got the Royals, that's MLB, that's baseball. They're there. They were there when I was young. There goes the Royals, the Royal Stadium. If you went to a game, a baseball game, the Royals game when I was younger, it was because somebody was like, they forced tickets on you. Because the Royals wasn't really that good. So they, take these tickets. And you was like, I'm good. Take them. It's okay. They're free. I know I got shit to do. Well, what do you got to do? I got to paint the sidewalk. Now you got to go to the game. I don't want to go to the game. Nobody wants to go to the Royals game, but you, Chiefs tickets? Man, I remember going to a Chiefs game when I was younger, right? And it was cold. It's unpredictable during winter time back home, but it could get cold. Right? It can get real cold back home. And I was with my moms and we went to a Chiefs game, and it's a wild feeling. It's an amazing feeling being inside of Arrowhead Stadium. And then for me being black, poor, it's kind of hard to, get tickets. It was an amazing thing. We were able to go. And I just remember being really cold and my mom drinking all my hot cocoa. It was a really, really cold thing to do for a parent to look over and drink not only her hot cocoa, but drink mine too. Your kid's cold. It's very much freezing. He liked to have some cocoa, but she downed it and that's cool. It was a great time. I had a fantastic time at Arrowhead, right? So now we fast forward to what I was talking about. So Sunday night, the only team I was ever worried about was the Buffalo Bills. I wasn't even worried about my Chiefs when they were 3-4 and everybody was shitting on them. I wasn't worried about them, not one bit. I was in the fantasy football chat telling them, suckers, it's 3-4. It's Patty Mahomes and the crew. You gotta believe. Once somebody has proven that they are not only on track, but they will definitely be Hall of Fame, they will be great, they have done great things, I feel like they deserve the benefit of the doubt. I ain't going to drop no doubty doubt, right? No doubty doubt, right? And people was really hating on them. It was tough. I went through a lot in the fantasy football chat. And it was tough to see. It was tough on me. I couldn't get any sleep. I was tossing and turning. I just imagined people in a fantasy football chat laughing at me and the Chiefs. And I couldn't wait for this moment right here. Sunday night. Playing the damn Bills. And the Bills always, they just have scared me the last year and some change. I was like, I gotta play the Bills, man. The Bills to me, the Bills are equal to, in my life, let's see, the Bills are equal to, 2:30 at night, a woman that may not look particularly the greatest to you decides to contact you and you happen to be up and you happen to be in a very, excited mood and you have no choice because you are a guy and you fall victim to any type of sexual attack. So you decide to say yes. And you know you shouldn't because you're not really attracted to her. She doesn't look that really that good. Nigga, this story can go for a woman too, by the way. I don't want y'all to just sit up and block me, but it can go for a woman too. But you're not really attracted to the woman, but you like, I need, and then you feel bad, but you also, you need to get the action. And I don't even know if that even compares to the Bills, but what I'm saying is, you gotta do it, right? Because you're in the mood, but you don't want to. And in order to get free of the baby batter and to be able to go to sleep the proper way, you gotta go through the brown paper bag wearer. I don't know what that was all about, but the Chiefs, I just knew the Chiefs was going to have to go through the Bills. And I wasn't excited about it. And Sunday comes and that game, and that's why I'm talking about it so long. That game was terrifying, exciting, terrifying again. And I almost ended up in the emergency room because I couldn't breathe. I was on my knees. I had my Patrick Mahomes jersey wrapped around my face. I couldn't see. I couldn't smell. I was smothering myself with it. Lord Jesus, I was in here yelling. I know my neighbors wanted to call the police. I know they wanted to. I ain't give a fuck. It was Sunday. It was my Chiefs. They know. Listen, my neighbors know. Let me get a little sippy sip here. I'm going to run y'all a little something real quick. And we're back. Now, my neighbors know. If Steffi's playing, I'm yelling. If Steffi Curry is playing, I'm yelling. And my neighbors know that if the goddamn Chiefs are on the screen, I'm losing my mind. And they were on the screen Sunday, and they was playing Josh Allen and them Bills, and it was just bomb after bomb, and then big play after big play, and just scramble after scramble, and block after block, and tackle after tackle. And then second half, nobody could stop each other. And I could, let me tell you, Sunday night, those Bills took my heart out of my chest. Josh Allen hits Davis in the end zone, 13 seconds left. Remember my analogy about the woman? Yeah. What happens is you end up doing the do with her. You end up knocking her up. That's the type of heartbreak that I had when Allen threw the touchdown to Davis. I just looked at the screen, thought about ripping my TV off the wall, thought about shaving Winston completely bald, and I thought about kicking myself in my damn balls. It was tough to look at. I said, man, it's over. It's no way. Not only have I got the ugly girl knocked up, she's pregnant, but Josh Allen has thrown a touchdown to Davis. It didn't actually happen. I'm comparing the two, right? I'm heartbroken on both sides. It's 13 seconds left. But wait, the Buffalo Bills, they don't do what I normally see. They didn't squib kick it. So in your head, before they kick it, you're thinking like, man, maybe he'll kick it and maybe the squib kick will bounce and then somebody gets some good yardage, maybe something happened. But that doesn't never happen. It never happens. You don't never get a break like that. It never, as a fan, you probably go through your head, oh, he's going to kick it and we're going to pick it up, we're going to be able to run it back, or we're going to get real close. That never happens. It never happens. So, you take a deep breath and you know you just got to watch out the last 13 seconds so you can watch your team go out there and shake hands and, you know, hug other players. And you got to realize that everybody's about to text and call and post about it in social media. Stephen A. Smith is going to go ham tomorrow on the Chiefs, and it's going to, fuck, it's going to be fucking tough. And this is all going through your head. It's the same thing. You're like, I'm going to have, my kid's going to be ugly. Her family's probably mean. I got to deal with the family. I don't really want to be with her. And then I'm going to have to be that dude who did the one night stand and got her knocked up. Or maybe like the seventh night stand and I got her knocked up and I don't want to be with her. The family going to hate me and she going to be mean. She going to put me on child support. I'm going to pay a lot of money and the baby going to have four arms and three eyes and it's going to be a thing. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying. You go through all these thoughts when you find all this shit out, right? So I'm going through all these thoughts in my head thinking this is what I got to deal with. The end of the night and tomorrow morning when my Chiefs are down 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And off goes the kick. It goes out of bounds. I said, well, okay. Patrick Mahomes had a face of like stone. Just stone. Didn't look worried. You know, not worried at all. And I'd be damned in a blink of an eye. There was a field goal being kicked. There was a field goal being made by the same kicker I tweeted about earlier saying he must have money on the Bills because this guy's dependable and he has missed two field goals today. Missed the extra point and he missed the field goal. He must have put some money on the Bills, on DraftKings, because DraftKings is where I put my money at. So he must have been in the same place as me putting money on them. It went through. Goes to overtime. We get the coin toss. Now, if you think about it, if you really know football, and you saw how that game was going, you saying it's over. But if you're a fan, it's not over until it's over. All you can do is put your hands together and dial up God. When you rarely speak to him, you dial him up for football. You know, I need a kidney. I'll let everybody else pray for me. But for football, let me look for God's number real quick. Let me dial it real quick. Hey God, please let Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs get in the end zone. Please. Oh, come on, baby. Please, baby. Come on, baby. And sure enough, eight plays later, Travis Kelce, it's a touchdown. That was equal to finding out that the baby you had with the ugly woman, y'all took a paternity test, and it wasn't even yours.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
Facts. Listen. I jumped really high in my place. And I had it, you know, you jump off the ground, both feet in the air, but then I kick both my feet back, kick myself in the butt. I said, oh, wait. I said all types of crazy shit. I said shit and I don't remember. I must, you know how you see you be in a black church and then white people, you might have experienced a white, and you know, you might have went to a black church. Let me try to describe. You go to a black church and they get in the zone. Everybody's in the zone. The preacher's in the zone. Lord Jesus came down and he touched the soul and everybody getting in and they singing and all of a sudden there's a Holy Ghost and then you go and the person pass out with the Holy Ghost pass out and they don't even know what happened. They say, what happened? They said you was trying to grab people in their private parts. It was weird. And then you, oh shit, that's what happened because they don't know what happened because they was in the Holy Ghost. They passed out. It was gone, right? That's what happened to me. When Travis Kelce caught that ball in that damn end zone, I lost my mind. Wasn't even making sense. I wasn't even making sense. I was just screaming shit. And I was screaming so much shit. When I got done screaming shit, I screamed some more shit. I watched every interview, watched every highlight. And that's the joy of sports, because it's not a lot of things. Not a lot of things that we could be involved with that can bring that out of you. Except potentially knocking up a woman or a lady being knocked up by a guy she doesn't want to be knocked up by. I mean, those things can bring those type of emotions out of you. It's dangerous. Did you like my comparison? Or did you not like my comparison? Anyway, that was an amazing weekend of football. My Chiefs played the Bengals, and I'm so excited. And I think we're going to the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, I knows it. I knows it. I bet I knows it that we're going to the Super Bowl. I knows it. Now that I've told you about my whole Chiefs experience in football this weekend, I want to switch into something that happened to me at the beginning of January. The beginning of January, I go to the gym, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, or it's probably never happened. Side note, before I get, well, I'll tell you, and then I'll tell you about something, right? So, side note, I'm not going to do a side note. I'll tell you about my story first. So, beginning of the month, you know, it's after New Year's, you know, of course, I go to the gym. I'm at the gym. And this day, we call it No Job Mondays. We play football. I mean, not football. We play basketball on Monday. It's called No Job Mondays because it's amazing that you can find so many guys in a Monday afternoon to be able to play basketball. And nobody has to work. So I named it No Job Mondays, and it sticks to that. It's called No Job Mondays. It's literally what we post, what we hashtag it as, and what it's known as. So I was there early to work out, be on the Stairmaster, and a female friend of mine calls me. She goes, "What are you doing?" And now she doesn't sound like that. I made her sound like a male robber, but she doesn't sound like, she's, "What are you doing?" That's a little better. "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm at the gym." She goes, "Are you okay?" "I'm good. I'm, you know, about to hop on the Stairmaster. Matter of fact, I'm getting on as we speak." She goes, "I had a dream. I had a dream about you." Now all of a sudden she sounds like Michael Jackson, but we just got to roll with it. "I had a dream about you." I said, I do look good in low light. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. That don't happen to you. When you see me in club light, I do look like Michael B. Jordan. I do turn my sexy on a little bit. She's seen me in club light quite a few times. That's what she was probably dreaming about. So I said, "Well, I mean, that happens. You know, when you around shade, you gonna dream about him." She said, "No, it's not that type of dream. It was a dream that you were gonna die." I said, "Oh shit, for real?" And she believes in that type of stuff. Like, she, you know, I'm not discrediting her, because it's still in the month of January. And I know Final Destination, that death be planning shit out. And in it, and until outside of this month is gone, I still believe that I got a chance to be off of the Earthuses. So I manage how I talk about this. I don't just disrespect, you know, Final Destination death, because he got a schedule book and he plans shit out. And he don't got to do it the day somebody tell you he going to do it. That person tell you they going to do it, that ain't when death got to do it. That motherfucker come when it won't. That motherfucker do a schedule. That's some bitch put that schedule together. Come Thursday, January 29th, my ass could be in the ground. I don't know. That motherfucker going to work the way it going to work. Can't nobody just say when death going to do some shit. But she believed that I was going to be iced that day, right? And I was like, "Well, what do you mean? What happened?" "I don't know. I don't remember." I'm like, "But you don't remember? But I'm at the gym. This is my routine. I can't leave. I gotta get on the Stairmaster. This is my routine. They coming in to play ball." She's like, "I think you should just get off of the Stairmaster, go home, and just sit still." I'm like, "What the fuck?" This is what's going on in my head. Like, who does this? Who does this, right? She won't give me any details. So I ask her, "Yo, like, I can't, like, this is my routine. How am I supposed to die?" So she initially told me she didn't remember. Then she comes back, I don't think I should tell you. I'm not going to tell you." And I'm like, "Yo, that's cold. Tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to die. How you going to call me and then not tell me how I'm going to get isotoned? How I'm going to get murderostic? How you not going to tell me?" She's like, "Just, I think she's..." So this goes on back and forth for about another 7 to 8 minutes. I'm trying to pull out, trying to pull out of her. How I go, she won't tell me. We end up getting a disconnected call. I'm like, "You know what? I better not down this treadmill. There's a couple of fine looking women in here. And, you know, I ain't got my six pack yet. I don't need to be iced like that. I don't need to go. I don't ever want to go out not in shape and with my Safari browser still full of my porn. I don't ever want to go out like that. I need to make sure that I'm in shape when I die. I need to make sure that my browser is cleared. Now, hopefully I get that ask. If God, if you're listening, universe, if you're listening, allow my browser to be clean and allow old Shade to have that six-a-packy. All right? That's all I ask. That's all I ask is that I'm allowed to have those two things before I get off of Earth. Now, I had to get on the Stairmaster and sit with somebody went out of the, I was on the Stairmaster, I'm doing my thing, and I'm like, damn, she went out of her way to call me to tell me that I was going to die. First of all, I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody. I don't know if like your great grandma, she got the tinglies in her fingertips, and she was like, look, honey, you shouldn't go to the grocery store today because you're going to die by some milk. Even if it's that, she told you how you was going to die. Now, maybe she wasn't detailed, but she mentioned that milk was involved. Maybe you go and you getting that cow poison, and you got that cow poison in your hand, and all of a sudden somebody bump into you, the cow poison flying there in the garden. Don't look at the milk. It's up in the air, and you're like, oh, shit, my milk. And then the milk fall, and then somebody say, hey, Sarah. And you turn around, and all of a sudden you slip, and then you hit your head on the shit, and all the shit in the aisle fall on you. You died from milk. You slipped and fall in the grocery store on milk and everything fell on you, died. At least you got some details how you're going to go. So when you get into the heaven line, you can tell everybody in heaven, I was told how I was going to go. I still went to the store, grabbed some milk.
Man. You come right out of a comic.
Facts. But listen, I didn't get any details. I didn't get told how I was going to go. I was just told that I was going to die and that I should go home, sit down, and don't move. What type of instructions is that? And listen, if that comes from, let's just say, you know, I mean, you know, I'm going to use this place. It's my favorite place. Let's just say I'm in Whole Foods, right? And I'm in my Whole Foods. I'm doing my shopping, saying hi to white people to make them feel better. How you doing? And this old lady, she could be anyways. Old lady, just old. She's pushing her cart. She stops. Touches me on the hand and says, hey. Think you're gonna die, you should go home. You know what the fuck I'm gonna do? I'm gonna grab me my vegan pizza and I'm taking my ass home, because it feels more true that you're gonna die coming from an elderly lady who really can't walk, but she got enough strength to push the cart, but she feels like she was around fucking with voodoo and craft and shit like that. Maybe can read a magic ball or something. You know, anybody elderly come up and tell me, hey, think you're gonna die today, you should probably go home, I'm taking my ass home. But some fine woman calling me, telling me that I'm gonna die, it don't have the same feeling. It doesn't feel right. Right? It's like taking business advice from somebody that's homeless and on drugs. Because, you know, maybe the homeless person was once rich and then they lost all their money. Now they're homeless. But I believe that if you were once rich, I'm sure that you'd be able to get money back. So let's just stick to the initial. It's like taking advice from somebody, it's like business advice from somebody that's homeless. Doesn't feel like I should listen to you, sir. You don't have a place to stay. but you know, so you know, she's fine. So I can't take it all the way to the bank. You too fine to tell me I'm gonna die. You know what I'm saying? It don't work that way. Only elderly people or people with one eye can tell you if you're gonna die, and you gotta believe them. You can't have no fat booty and a beautiful face and tell me I'm going to die. I ain't going to believe you. I'm going to think that I'm supposed to take you out to, you know, to dinner. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Whole time she's telling me on the phone, she's telling me, hey, you're going to, I need to go home and sit still because you're going to die today. My whole time thinking, I'm like, sure wouldn't mind holding her hand in the mall. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, not unfortunately, I'm still here. I got on the Stairmaster, did my thing, and then we played ball. And even while we was playing, I know what I said. I know she's too fine to be predicting shit, but when I was playing ball, I was like, damn, because I played with my Apple Watch. And I said, damn, my heart beat pretty high today. Is this how I'm going to go? I'm going to have a heart attack on the court. I don't like all this shit. And I didn't want to tell nobody because I didn't want nobody to be like, oh, man, did it come from an old lady? Oh, then you good, nigga. You ain't going to, if she ain't 89 to 99, you good. I don't want nobody to tell me what I already know. I already know this. So I didn't want to tell nobody, but anytime I was like, damn, man, my left knee kind of hurting. Is this how I'm going to go? My knee going to snap to the side and I'm going to fall and hit my head? Is that possible? I didn't know, but it was on my mind. I told my boy GRC. Now, GRC, Craig Vision, this is what, you know, y'all might know him as. He's been on my podcast before. Now, GRC, I don't know if I'm technically supposed to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about just a tad bit. GRC had somebody put a curse on him. Somebody went out of their way to put a curse on him. So I was able to talk about that, this situation with him. I said, man, this woman, you know her, you've seen her before. You know, she called me and said I was going to die. He was like, damn, for real? You know, my boy, I'm cleaning it up for y'all because y'all can't know the detail of what it said. Because, you know, we talk a little wild when it just, you know, when me and him on the phone, you know, we get a little wild. It get a little different. But.
Or extensions of your mind. Or you ever need all thoughts.
Woo.
In your dreams you'll find
You know, but he told me, you know, he was letting me know, like, damn, she really just called you and told you was gonna die. And I was like, yeah, man, she wouldn't give me no details, bro. She wouldn't tell me how I was gonna die. He was like, what type of shit? Same thing I said. I said, damn, I said the same thing. I said, what type of shit is that? How you gonna call a motherfucker and not get a motherfucker the details of the death? The details of the death is the most important. The details of the death is very important. Details of the death. The details of the death. The details of the death. With my rehabilitation. The details of the death. But those things are really important. Details of the death. I can't stop saying it. My bad, y'all. But yeah, we talked about it. Let me get off of this because I would get goofy. We talked about it and it was just kind of wild to think that at least she cared enough to share with me and wasn't embarrassed to share with me, because that's hard to do, and we don't talk every day, so it's hard for me to just pick up the phone and, you know, call somebody or text somebody or DM somebody that I'll never talk to and say, hey man, I had a dream about you, you're gonna die. Because they're gonna be like, man, what the fuck, and who the fuck is this, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, but she cared enough, she felt like it was strong enough for her to call me. I can't be mad at that. I can't disrespect that. I can't disrespect that. I appreciate her calling me. She fine. She bad. I appreciate her calling me. She can't predict it because those are the two that's working against her. You can't. Every movie that you have watched that has a person that could see the future or predict people's death, they don't never look good. They don't never look good. But I appreciate her calling me. That was cool. Fucked up. I didn't get no details. It's fucked up. But that was cool whoever called
me. Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like the pioneer to this shit, you know?
This my shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like the pioneer.
Whenever I put this song on, I feel real different. You know what I'm saying? I feel real.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like the pioneer to this shit, you know? I was popping that Chris Dow when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was beer and shit. You know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer of this shit, man. Bottom line. I'ma show y'all how to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Bedtime.
Man, keep him shit. So, yes, so that was a very unsettling situation, but also, you know, you get to find out where people's hearts is at, you know, and it's cool because you only get, you know, so many opportunities if you pay attention to really see where people are at and see that people are humans, man, and they do care. They can go out of their way. And I'm getting a message. I need to look at. Let me see here. Oh, okay. And yeah, I did that. Y'all mad that I was talking and I got on my nigga. What's up? Shit. I'm at the club every weekend. That's my job. I'm at the club every weekend. You mad at me checking my text? Man, come see me. But anyway, so that all happened, and I'm gonna finish up the episode by something that I posted on the gram, right? Let me go to the Grammy. And I want y'all to, we're going to talk about this for a little bit. Oh, shit. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I put up a post that said, the lamest shit you can do is unsend a message. The lamest thing you can do is unsend a message. Now, you know, I'm 50-50. Right? I'm a 50-50 person on it, right? There may be times where you got to unsend something, and there may be times that now you're just being a weirdo. On my mother pride, wait, on my mother pride is everything? I unsend that bitch just as fast as I sent it. That is one of my comments. He's, you know, sometimes, that's why I can't argue with people on social media, because I can't text correctly. I'm a misspell shit. You know, you try to talk slang and the motherfucker be confused. And you like, man, you know this shit. Don't play me. Don't try to make me look stupid in front of all these people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't even argue with people. I don't even text. I'm not text arguing. I don't text, DM message argue. I don't argue in the comments because motherfucker like me just can't get his spell on correctly. And I'm going to let you down. That's the best thing Instagram created, to be honest. I'll be unsending shit like I got powers. That's actually pretty funny. I'm actually going to like that. But they do it, though. Please say it louder for the people in the back. And then somebody asks how you do that. If you on Instagram, if you, you know, some of the features, I get it. Some of the features you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Some of them you just don't understand. You don't know because maybe you're a little older. You ain't hip to the game. Maybe you're a little younger and you just don't really give a fuck. Your job is to post and never like nobody's shit, you fucking user. You ghost follower. If you're a person that just posts and doesn't like anything, doesn't interact with nobody, you're a user, you're an IG user, you're a ghost follower, you're a bum. Bummity bum bum, and shame on you. But you may not be able to know all the functions because you're a user. You just use the platform and you expect people to come like your shit. I get it, right? But everybody should know how to unsend a message. What if, I'm going to give you a scenario. Maybe one day J-Lo is on her gram. And, you know, I'm on my gram and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send a little something to J-Lo because I'm feeling a certain type of way. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm watching one of J-Lo's movies. You know, maybe I'm watching one of J-Lo movies or I'm looking at one of her music videos and I say, damn, J-Lo, shit, I'm going to send you a message today. And I decide that I'm going to send me a nice little message to J-Lo. the message that I sent wasn't so nice. It was very, adult. 5 minutes later, my courage leaves me. My heart leaves me. I got to go unsend that. Because what if J-Lo, because she's on the gram that day. I don't know if she's on the gram that day, but she's on the gram that day. And then she sees it. What if she like sees it right when I click, like it says, hasn't been read. And all of a sudden I'm about to hit the unsend button and it sends, and I see seen. And I'm like, oh shit, I unsend it real fast. That just saved me from J-Lo telling me to go to a sidewalk around 5 p.m., stretch your knees out, bend down, and then jump in traffic. I just saved myself from that because J-Lo was about to tell me that because I was able to, because I didn't unsend the message. But now I'm able to unsend the messages. If you don't know that, you really shouldn't be on the gram, because I think the feature of unsending messages is, it's amazing, you know? And I know a lot of guys do it because, you know, we spend a lot of time just scrolling the gram and shooting our shot, you know? And then there's times where I've been told you shoot your shot at a girl and she read it and she don't send nothing back. That hurt a motherfucker's soul. That shit hella disrespectful. Not even a middle finger, not even a, nah, I'm good, I'm straight. Nothing. You just gonna see it and then go on about your business. So in order to save face and to feel better about yourself as a man, you hit the unsend button. Everybody's unsent a message. It's cool, man. I think it's a dope feature. Then you got somebody saying this shit is lame as fuck. I don't think it's lame. I don't think it's lame. It's important that we got it. It's important that we got it. If you not, listen, but women, this is a lot of women. So women ain't out there unsending shit. Like they don't have to. It's the percentage of women embarrassing themselves on the gram, unless they trying to hit up Chris Brown or some Drake or some shit like that. They're not, you know, the average motherfucker like me, Tommy and Billy, we not are Marquise, Taekwon, you know what I'm saying? They not really, what up Taekwon? I don't know a Taekwon. I was just making the name up. Feels like something that may work. For somebody in the hood, if you name your next son Taekwon, I would like to really take credit for that. But they don't really have to worry about embarrassment. Not worry about unsending no shit unless it's like a grammar mistake. They not worried about that. They not saying, oh shit, I just sent some wild shit to Taekwon, I'm about to unsend it. Because Taekwon's gonna read it and he's gonna respond. Taekwon, sweet, beautiful Taekwon is gonna read that message and say yes to anything that you're talking about. Because 99% of the time, guys are yes people, especially when it comes to a woman offering or suggesting anything. Hey, my pipe in the kitchen. Hold on, let me finish. The pipe in the kitchen busted and I need somebody to come fix it. It's 17 motherfuckers in 5 seconds that have responded to that message that don't know how to fix no pipes in the kitchen. Because that's how guys are. We gonna try. So there's no women out there currently right now that gotta unsend messages. I don't believe it. You can't tell me you need. Listen, woman come to me, say, yeah, I send messages, I had to unsend them before. You're a liar. You're a liar and a cheat. I don't believe you. If you're a thief, go ahead and say it. Because you're a liar and a cheat, you might as well be a thief. Tell me you unsend messages. I'm lame then. Somebody said I'm lame then. I feel you. I'm lame then. Because listen, you know, shit. Sometimes I be signing autographs. I sign autographs sometimes. And sometimes when I sign autographs, I be like, oh shit, that looks horrible. I wish I could un-autograph that. I'm lying. I don't sign no autographs, but I wish I could un-autograph that. It's in my head. When I get into my head, I get into my fantasies. I always envision myself signing autographs and I make my, you know, my penmanship look good, but it's never looking good. And I'm like, oh shit, I wish I could unsend that autograph, but it doesn't work like that because I don't have to sign autographs. It's a whole thing. Anyway, but that's what, you know, I posted in some of these comments. I'll No, I'll unsend everything. Try me. I believe it. I'm guilty for that lame shit. Disagree. Read the evidence. See, me and Stevie Sunshine, me and Stevie underscore Sunshine, you know, we on the same shit. My mantra when drinking. It's not a bad mantra. It's not a bad mantra. I think a lot of people agree that it's not lame. And if you have the ability to unsend a message that you probably was shooting your shot, or you probably said some wild shit or sent some wild shit, you should be happy that we have that feature. Unsending a message can save a life, can save somebody from some embarrassment. All right. I am Thaddeus Shade. I want to thank everybody for listening to me. This has been fun to be back. I plan on sticking around. I've added some new things to my equipment, and I'm excited to continue to use it and to come across in your guys' ear and, you know, have some laughs and have some fun. And I'm so happy for my Chiefs. And damn it, Ozarks season 4. If you, this is the first part. It's a two part. That's how good this show is. Netflix said we need two parts. It's a two parter. The first part just ended, and it is absolutely insane. You have to watch. If you haven't watched Ozarks, go home, get ass naked, put some buttercream on your knees, put some baby oil on your elbows, sit on the couch, and enjoy Ozark season 4. You're going to enjoy all the seasons, but when you get to season 4, you're going to hate. Listen, you're not going to like the son. You're not going to like that. You ain't going to like your little ass. You ain't going to fuck with the son. You're going to want to square with him every time you see him. If I seen the son in real life, if I was walking down the street, he's walking down the street, I seen the son, I'm going to try to square up with him. My feet going to be moving. Skeet, 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 skeet. I'm going to be trying to swing on him. I don't fuck with him. But that's how you know you got a good character. When you don't fuck with somebody on the show, you're like, man, I don't like this person. I don't like this person so much that I don't like him in person. I don't like him in real life. That's how good that show is. I hope y'all watching Ozark season 4. Like I said, I'm Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. You can find me on Twitter at Thaddeus Shade. You can find me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. I'm on Facebook. And, you know, if you listen to me, please share my podcast with somebody. Please rate my podcast. And make sure y'all stay safe. I think, and I'm almost for sure, I'll be back Friday. Peace. Imaginary playmates.
Yeah. I mean, like,
imaginary playmates. It's like Macy Gray. Imaginary playmates.
Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer of this shit, man. Bottom line. I'm gonna show you how to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Fed time following me around. You cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all good.
I have been on a Starbucks strike when it comes to tea, because these motherfuckers ain't got no honey. And I know about a month ago I was complaining about these some bitches not having no honey. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. I said it again. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. They ain't got no honey, man. I go there, they ain't never got no honey. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make my own medicine balls at the house, because I don't really drink tea, but I would tear a medicine ball up. I said, I'll make my own tea at the house. So then I go, right? And I'm like, okay, what is a medicine ball, right? I go look, and it's what is that shit? It's like a, it's Tijuana, I don't know, Tijuana. I know that's where you get marijuana.